make you smile. Seems my life worthwhile. To know you is to love you. And I choose, and I choose, and I choose, and I choose, and I choose you. For any sort of divine being, us included, logically desire is going to be a primary causal force. If it facilitates desire to believe something to be true, anything, then by the grace of God one will believe it to be so. In other words, believable givens are driven by desire rather than truth itself. Desire trumps truth. How then am I going to get to the truth about myself and God? To know you is to love you. Just to make you smile seems my life worthwhile. To know you is to love you. And I choose, and I choose, and I choose, and I choose, I choose you. If desire trumps truth, what sort of desire is served by my knowing the absolute truth? Is desire to know God the right sort of desire, or is desire to love God a better sort? But what if loving God is not best facilitated by knowing the actual reality of the situation? Am I then forever in a cycle of believable lies, never knowing if I really know anything? Would that be a problem for me? To know you is to love you. Just to make you smile seems my life worthwhile. To know to love you. And I choose, 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 I choose you. To my mind, I only want to know God so I can understand who I am and my relationship with God, and thus apply myself accordingly. Truth at any cost, no matter beautiful or brutal. So I might evaluate my aspirations in the context of reality-based awareness. Are they consistent with my relationship with God? Does God prefer one path over another? Or am I already serving God perfectly simply by living my life as I am? To know you is to love you. Just to smile seems my life worthwhile. To know you is to love you. And I choose, and I choose, and I choose, and I choose you.